Chapter 4. Jake. A chunk of sandy brown hair hangs in Jake's face. He tries to raise a hand to brush it away, but pain flares through his body. Something's wrong with his arm, but he refuses to move again. His breath is nothing but gasps and spit as he stares at the gray floor beneath him. And that's when he realizes he's been lashed to a chair. Green duct tape wraps his chest. His hands are tied behind him with some kind of cord, and his ankles are strapped individually to the metal legs. He shakes the hair from his face and blinks. Pain has made his focus lazy, and it takes a minute for his surroundings to come into view. They do not inspire confidence. Aged and crumbling walls of faded brick contain him. A rectangular window, high and narrow, is cut into the block on his right, its glass thick and dark. The light that makes its way through is dirty and succeeds only in coloring the room in shades of shadow. A metal staircase is screwed into the wall opposite him, a flickering bulb swinging on a chain above it. The stairs seem to curve slightly as they make their way up, but he can't be sure. Everything about the room feels misshapen. Still, he's fairly certain he's being held in a basement. Teetering racks line the wall to his left, but even the shelves are sparse. A canned good here and there, everything thick with dust. The place smells of mildew and rot, and the thing that roused him moments ago, it smells of donuts. Cinnamon and sugar twists, he's almost certain. His stomach aches with hunger, but for the first time in his life, the sweet smell makes him sick. His body arches against the ropes that hold him to the metal chair, and he dry heaves. The chair tips to his right, and he falls, the chair with him. Pain forces away thoughts of food as his body contorts. He gasps and tries to shift off his side, but it's useless. His arm is broken, or his shoulder dislocated, maybe both. It's impossible to tell with the chair on its side and his body tied this way. The pain seems to be coming from everywhere, but he's got to get out of here. He kicks against his binds, but the action does nothing except send slivers of sweat.